Minnie, this is such a good idea. I love the questions, and they do draw out a frighteningly confessional quality because they're tough ones to grapple with. Are they adapted Proust questions?
It was the concept of the Proustian questionnaire. I've always loved it. It's what I would turn to in the back of Vanity Fair. But I needed to modify them because there were other things that I wanted to ask. I feel that really specific questions can elicit answers to questions other than the ones asked, if you see what I mean.
I'm Minnie Driver, and I have questions. In fact, everything I've done in my career, acting, music, writing, I've done to investigate the human experience. Because there's so much we don't know, and so much that defies our understanding. In my new podcast, Mini Questions, I wanted to dig a bit deeper. So I put together a little experiment. I wanted to ask trailblazers across different disciplines the same seven questions. Questions about what made them happy, what they're curious about, what love means to them, with each episode presenting a new guest, a new data point in this great experiment.
I wanted a musician's perspective, so I called up Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
What person, place, or experience most altered your life?
I would have to say the first time I saw a band play on a stage. And it was a band called Naked Ray Gun. They were like an infamous punk rock band.
That's the best name.
I was in this dark bar that smelled like bleach and beer, and they started playing. And like my chest was against the stage and their sweat was on me. I was getting thrown around by people with mohawks. And so I was like, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
I was curious how an actor might answer this question. So I asked the brilliant Viola Davis if I could pick her brain.
My dad dying was a big one, because I was there. You're not thinking about how he pissed you off. You're not thinking about that he was an alcoholic. You're just thinking about the fact that I loved him. He was my father, and he's gone. It whittles life down to absolutely the essentials of really what makes a life and what makes joy. It leveled me.
Then I wanted to hear a journalist's response. So I wrote to Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Ronan Farrow.
I had pitched a story when I was a TV reporter about the Hollywood casting couch. It didn't, in my case, feel like a triumphal moment of, yes, I'm going to do the right thing. What it feels like at the time is incredibly shitty and scary, but I think you do invariably in those situations have a little voice saying, you know, well, here's what the right thing is, regardless of what the strategic or savvy thing is. And I think it's good to listen to that.
And I didn't stop there. I called more and more people with my questions, and now I'm sharing my archive, Mini Questions, with you. Each episode, you will hear a guest I admire answer these seven questions, so that together we can examine how as people we're both similar and individual. Join me in my exploration on Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.